Blog Talk Radio.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain, talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things.
Family, and thank you for joining us tonight for Man Up the Movement. We are live on the Now Network, and we are Faith in Action, Boys to Men. That's all we got to talk about. We got so much going on, and really believing and knowing that God is about to transform men into a oneness. And it's dynamic to not be envious or jealous, but to be able to start a movement that now, all over everywhere, there's flyers about men events. I think I and to really motivate people that we can't do it all, and we're willing going forward. Faith in Action, Boys to Men, is ready to go forward as a corporation. We're looking at some things on forming our articles and everything, but as of right now, we are just a fellowship. And we're looking for every man to be a part of it. And we're calling you to be a part of it. So what I need from everybody tonight, I need you to dial your best friend, the homie, the next door neighbor, the coworker, and somebody you've been wanting to reach out to. I want to give you an opportunity tonight to invite at least two people, whoever's on here. And I see we have about Oh my God, we got 20 people starting out already, and that's unheard of. We don't get that until 30 minutes, Pastor Terry. But anyway, that I need everybody to invite someone on Facebook, Instagram, through your phone, texting, that they need to be a part of this broadcast. Here, hosted by myself, Pastor E. We're going to take you back and let you guys experience something that God had said about serving him. And I want you to listen to the words of this song, how we can do a little bit better. Then we'll come back.
I want to be like Dan. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I
want
to serve you, Lord.
I can't do this by myself. Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever, I'ma need your help. Forever, I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrifice. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you. 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 I
just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracles, pinnacle, spiritual. From the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love. And show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, don't you have to thank God saved me.
Welcome back. This is Man Up the Movement, and we are under discussion about the final push to boys to men with the Conference of Faith in Action. We are excited, excited. But yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. And the truth is now. Man up, or, oh, thank you. Boys to men simply means now is our time to fight. That we are taking personal responsibility for our own life. We are no longer relying on our personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. We are walking in purpose with God. And yes, we are holding ourselves accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. See, that's what we are talking about. Faith in action, boys to men. We are no longer operating with the double mind, operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in us. We are the head and not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower. We are the called according to our purpose. We are the God in us through Christ Jesus. And yes, we are faith in action, boys to men. I saw a couple of, we were at about 20. I see now we have 30 that are on the board. And for all of you that are out there online, it's so easy to click the online button. But if you want to interact, if you want to communicate with us, you must call 319-527-6173. And before we go any further, we must give honor and glory to the reason that we're here. We must give honor and glory that there's no way we could do what we do without him. And we must sacrifice a time and space to say, have your will. So Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift you up. We thank you for the introductions. We thank you for the synopsis. We thank you for the lineup. But we thank you most of all that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the renewal, the new start, the new direction of us going to the next level of new, that we're ready for the crossover that's new, that we move into that revelation that you set before us. So have your way tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up and we praise your name in the name that is above every name. Let the church say amen. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus tonight. Come on, hallelujah. And I know some people, you know, I saw about five people we dropped. It's okay. We understand that everybody's not on the same page, but we are dedicated to Jesus Christ. So anytime you see Pastor E or P2P Community Development or the Now Church, you know that our foundation is Jesus Christ. And that church that's built is built through us that we continue to share love no matter who you are, what you represent, what you wear, and what you drive, but that you are still a child of God. Just get that little disclaimer in there. So anyway, family, God bless you guys for being here tonight. I'm excited. This Friday, 12 noon to 1 is registration. 1 to 5 p.m. is the conference, Faith in Action, Boys to Men. We're not going to be here long tonight. I'm not going to preach. I put my Bible away because I said, let me just share and encourage others to want to be here or invite someone to be here. Now you say, well, it's not till Friday. Well, if we're not together now, we won't be together Friday. So I need us all to be linked in, and all of our leaders. I've invited all of the key people that have been a part of this since day one. We started meeting in July. No one knew about it, but throughout every month, we've been here at the Now Church California P2P Community Development, East Tees for You Now, sponsored by P2P. And we've had a celebration and a communication for almost 10 months about this conference, and here we are. And I'm more than excited. The decorations are ready. The table ornaments are ready. The shirts are ready, but are you ready? You can come and you can get all these free items, and guess what? Free service. You're going to be fed for free. Everything in this conference is for free. My time, his time, their time, your time is for free. But you will leave this place with more than you could ever imagine. Now, let's go to that level. My call and my prayer has been that everyone is engaged, that we're not looking for a sermon or a word or a connection to jump over, but a unity between men that will last. And this conference is going to be so dynamic, you would think it's okay to wait till next year. We're not going to wait. We're meeting 2 weeks after this and continuing Faith in Action, Boys to Men as a group here at our facility, continually bonding and growing and now helping each other grow more. But our attendance is going to triple after this meeting. Because our goal, and if you hear me and you and your spirit is connecting, our goal is to connect with people that we can continue to communicate with. You can give a lot of people your number, but I'm talking about when you really know who that person is, you know they were made for you. You know you're built for that. You know that this is your season to be a part of something. Oh, my God. I heard Pastor Terry say in the spirit, something never, ever, ever done before. And that's what this is about. We are engaging in a world-changing revolution. And it's I pray it's duplicated. I pray that everybody jumps on board. I pray that everybody else calls it something else. Trust between people, but it has to start with men. Every lie is blamed on us. Every baby out of wedlock is blamed on us. Every in and out of jail situation is blamed on us. And we have to take that because we were in those situations. And we have to be transparent and loving and receiving of each other. That I don't care who walks through that door. They're just like me and I'm just like them. I don't care if you got degrees and pedigrees or you're just got a you got an ankle bracelet. Our goal is that everybody walks in there the same. Because the only way we're ever going to be able to help each other, and this is proven through P2P Community Development Incorporated, that if we submit ourselves as to one another, people will receive Jesus, not because of us, but because of him. He said, he lifted up all men, all, and that includes you, my sisters. I know we got plenty of sisters out here, that all will be drawn to him. My brothers, I am encouraging you all to link in on this power that's about to happen. We are going to revolutionize fellowship and watch God get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now, we're not about religion. We're not about creed, color, sexuality. This is men coming together, finding out who a man is. I was sharing with my grandson earlier. I was like, gee, you're going to meet some people who've never been a boy. That's why it's called Boys to Men. And you're going to meet some men. Oh, no, you're going to meet some men who never were boys, and you're going to meet some boys that's trying to be men. And you're going to be like, where does it stop? That's another point that we're here to identify. How do we get with the right people that we talk the same communication, we're on the same level, and we're seeing the results? Do not take it for granted that this is just another, for granted that this is just another birthday or celebration. This is a move that God has called when he said, here's the door, walk in. And I jumped through with the assistance of Minister MC when he said, here's the door. And we walked in and were able to negotiate for men and to plead for men that now we have help from women. Our whole serving crew, this is dynamic. Our whole serving crew are women. All men are a part of this conference. But watch, women are going to be serving us, showing us, and they see us to correct our own. They're willing to even sow into us also. So even the staff, even the family that we're developing at Volunteers of America, Los Angeles, Compton Division, on the corner of Elm and Alameda, 600 Elm, are excited. We ain't going to have enough room to move, but we're going to build relationships with them as they're going to build with us that we can do greater things together. Are you guys ready? Dial one if you're ready. I see... I've been on him earlier. Minister Michael is on here. Rock Boss, hey, baby, is on the line. I just saw that area code 725-1016 just hit his hand. Wait a minute, another 714, last 433-13 just hit their hand. We about to talk about, are you ready to engage is something that's going to be everlasting. Rock Box, baby! Minister Michael, welcome in. How are you, my brother? Eric Cole, 562-9439. I thought that was Rock Box. Eric Cole, 562, last four, 9439. You must unmute yourself. We're going to go to the next caller. Eric Cole, 725, last four, 1016. Come on in. Man of the Movement here with Faith in Action, Boys to Men.
Hey, Pastor Yee, it's Mr. Yvonne.
Hey. How are you?
I'm blessed. I just do want to know to let the men know that we will always have their back, male or female, because they have to help build as well. We have to show them that they got support. We're not there just to take their money, take their looks, their pride, their core. We have to help them build themselves up because we are the mothers of a young child that are men who's never been a boy, like you said.
That's right.
And I want them also that they're blessed and they have an open home.
Hmm. That is so dynamic because this is a place of resources also, and there will be jobs available. We're making connections with big ballers. That's why we didn't do keynote speakers, because you don't know who's going to be in the room. You don't know who you're sitting next to, but there are going to be people here this Friday that are willing to sow into people's lives and help them change their situation immediately. Thank you, my sister. And your prayers and your covering is so great for us, because one thing that here for men are already clear that we take blame for our dropping the ball. It could be for many reasons. I was just talking to my grandson earlier, and I was like, we were talking about his mother, that I was not a part of her life. I mean, I was there for her birth. I was there at 16 and then didn't get back in until 20-something. And now we're best friends and we tied in, linked in. Her kids come for every summer. But there were reasonings because of personal things, not children things. And to be able to acknowledge that, you know, we want to do better. It doesn't matter how old they are, how much they still don't like you. You can do better. You can build those relationships. I'm proof of that, too. So everything is going to be touched in here on this broadcast, on this conference that is going to be off the chain. Eric Coates, 714, last four, 3313. You're live on Man Up. Come on, Faith in Action, Boys to Men.
Pastor E, good evening. Peace and blessings to all. How are you all doing this evening? I'm so excited and I'm happy about what you're putting together here. And honored to participate with you. I know that God is moving you.
We moving this season. We.
There you go.
We
and
now.
I'm excited about what God is moving this season.
Yes, sir.
Like you said, it is time, and the harvest is plenty, the labor is a few, but we're ready to go. You know, and with our might, our strength, and our mind, and with God backing us, you know, there's nothing that we cannot do. So I'm excited about it, and you know, can't wait to get started and do what we can to increase, grow, bond, unify, and simplify what needs to be done so we can take the next step all together and meet them right where they're at, regardless, like you said, what they're wearing, what they're dressing, what their educational backgrounds, degrees, no degrees. You know, we're just men at the end of the day, just men.
That's it.
Trying to share some common knowledge to help us all get ahead and go further and just continue to link the chain. And keep the fire going. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you, my brother. Now, he didn't give his name. He was keep trying to stay undercover. But my brother, Simi, Samay, God must have told me to give you a new name. But our brother is very connected. Come on, tell him about you, my brother. What you're bringing to the table is for those that may not make the conference, that how you may be able to help them get funded commercially, business and individually. Share that. Give us a little quick insight. Put your website out there, man. You don't come here for no reason.
Yes, sir. basically, I have 25, 30 years of commercial real estate, small business lending experience. Work with clients nationwide from $10,000 to $100 million and help underwrite, package, and get those deals placed and solidified. And, you know, looking for individuals that want to learn more about the real estate market from a commercial standpoint, residential standpoint, or buying a house, or how to maximize themselves out there, starting a business, or looking for funding for a business, you know, giving you how to prepare and what you would need in order to get funding for yourself in order to grow your community. So, you know, we drive down the streets every day and we see buildings that are boarded up and closed up, and that could be ours. I mean, our neighborhoods need to become our communities, and our communities need to become our neighborhoods. We should own where we live at. And so it's important that we start unifying, because you may not be able to do it by yourself, but we can do it collectively when we put our minds and plans together. And it's about going over those plans, because your money's out there. There's no shortage of money in the economy. Don't believe what they say about interest rates and those other kind of things. When you got the right plan, money is attracted to the right plans. And that's what I try to – I'll be working with those individuals that are looking to learn more about that, how to package themselves, how to look right going in the door, because it's all about presentation, how you look. My journey right now is at the point where, you know, I've kind of backed away from doing more of that and concentrating more on my spiritual work that I'm doing and helping individuals, you know, understand what their gifts and talents are and polishing them up. So this conference is an excellent time where I can take all that experience that I've been using for the world now and put it back into the hands of our people, that, you know, the knowledge is the power that's going to help them drive and move and open up more businesses to employ more people. So people are worrying about the economy. There's no job. There's no job. Stop looking for the job. Let's create the jobs. And Pastor's an entrepreneur, you know, over, you know, three times over with all the enterprises that he's running. And so if that man can run one business, I mean, if we can get everybody to try to look at doing something on the side, doing something full time, you know, there's your job right there. And then you have the opportunity to employ somebody else. So it's about the capital. You know, we live in a capitalist society. And so let's learn how to get our hands on the capital, play by the rules, and be able to take your business, your family, and your legacy to the next level.
See, y'all just got a little snippet of what's happening at Faith in Action, Boys to Men. And I can't even take nothing away. This is the greatest speaker. And all of us are going to be keynotes. We're all going to share our little, what we have to offer, what we're willing to connect with, and some of our characteristics. Because we're going through two. Even though I've made it to a point, certain point where he just said, I'm operating 18 businesses. Under one umbrella, hey, but I'm still going through some things, and I got to call my brothers and say, hey, man, can I just vent? Bro, I'm going to do the right thing, but I got to get it out. See, we don't have that. This is what we're bringing. We're bringing our what we have to offer, but also what we're willing to give so freely. Man, my brother, man, bless you, bless you, bless you. I need you there by 11:30. I got your shirt already ready. And we're going to do great things. I will call you tomorrow with a little updates on our parts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And can I say one last thing, Pastor? You know, just to catch
up. Now you need to say two last things.
Two last things.
Yes.
We have to take our position as men. The women are running, you know, God bless them. They're backing us and everything. But they're running most things out there that we see and do every day, from education to businesses to the HR departments that I go to. It's women, women, women. They got on board and did what they had to do. And now it's time for
they
us
picked
to
up the slack.
Circle back and be that supportive part to them. But lead. And don't always have to follow, but lead.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Can I piggyback? Because we're doing on June 24th, there is a celebration in the city of Watts, Women of Watts and Beyond, 20-year anniversary, where they, throughout the year, just not for this one celebration, but throughout the year, they're feeding, they're home, Pastor Lydia does so many great things in the community, and not only Watts, but beyond. But we're having a celebration. And I was honored to be the stage manager and the MC and put it all together and bring the artists in. And we got a blessing to get connected with BT. Now, only guys know that this is BT weekend. So as we're communicating, those professionals from the BT world, we're like, okay, we need this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And I said, hit the brakes. Let me send you my stage run. Here's some open spots, and this is how we work with it. They were so amazed that, because when you have that name, Pastor, they automatically think old-time religion. And that, and after they saw the organization and the documents and the professionalism that we provided, they were amazed that a man had done what was necessary to do. And I need young people. We're talking about BT experience. These are younger people that were amazed that, and they don't even, I don't think they even know how old I am or whatever, but that a man still was able to provide and be in charge of his position. Because they knew I was the stage manager. They knew this, but that label pastor made like, here, give me the press release. Let me make the stage run. Brothers, let me tell you, if you give respect and do what is necessary to feed others and show your authority, and it's not by power, and it's not by might, it's by your ability to do what you say you're going to do. That's why my brother here, Samay, is definitely the one to do, and he's helping people all over the place. And he's willing to come free and share the information that God has given us. Look, you can't miss this. You know somebody out there that needs to be here. You need to get them there. You need to, and we're going to be over capacity. I already know. I'm going to get in trouble because we're at 150, but I'm looking at more than that when I looked at the registration tonight. And everybody who's registered is bringing 3 or 4. We might have to go to the parking lot. And y'all know how I do it. I'm parking lot anyway. Come on. Somebody else out there needs to dial 1. Get in the conversation. Tap, 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 tap. Say something. Say something. You invited somebody. And for those that are out there on the online world, I know you're listening. Dial 319-527-6173. Oh, I heard it in the spirit. She said, they say they're going to charge me a cent a minute. I will give you back 60 cents for 1 hour. Call me, text me. I'll make sure that we, as a matter of fact, because it don't cost the transfer no 60 cents, I'll give you double that, $1.20, if you just go ahead and let your courier pay, charge you a penny a minute, a penny a minute. Call 319-527-6173. Now, nobody's taking me up on that, my brother. I've been out there for 2 weeks, no one, and I have about 75 people online right now listening that most of them, when they call, it says it's going to cost you this, and they go to online. We're willing to compensate you for your charges. Amen. Dial 1, dial 1, dial 1. We're going to try this number again. Area code 562-9439. Baby, had you unmuted yourself? Okay, we're going to leave that one alone. It's technical difficulty. Now I'll throw you under the bus time. Let me see who I do that first. Who's my throw you under the bus person? Prophet.
Yes, sir.
Prophet, the way, you already know. Yeah, I saw that 470 on there. I said, no, let me snatch my brother in here.
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I am blessed. I so wish you were here this weekend.
Man,
we're gonna grow it. We to grow this thing. The men from Atlanta to Los Angeles together, and we're gonna build a foundation. And we got money to fly each other in.
To God be the glory, man.
Confirm it, Prophet. Confirm it.
I can confirm it with you, brother. Yes, I'm on board with whatever you're doing, sir. Whatever you're doing, put my name on it. You know, put some respect on my name.
Man, you better respect my... Look, that's why God has not let you come to California.
Hey, man, bro, look.
Because you wouldn't have left.
It's coming, though. You better believe it, sir. Look, I'm all in for helping people. I'm all in for what you're doing, Pastor E, educating people, feeding people. That's my territory right there. You know, even here in Georgia, man, I've gone with the homeless shelters and clothed people and fed people. You know, and it's amazing that, you know, when you see the the people, and when you come up to them with food, man, I've seen people run from one side of a parking lot to stand at attention. Nobody is pushing one another. Nobody is arguing with one another. All of them, man, and it just blew my mind just to see how these people, man, were just like, look, whatever you got to give us, give it to us. But, man, we want to hear a word, or we want to get this food so we can give it to our loved ones.
And then to
see some of the veterans out there who served this country, to be treated, man, the way that they're being treated, it's heart-wrenching, but also, man, it's so joyful just to see the smiles on people's face when you can let them know, man, look, I'm here for you. Here's a number. Call me. Whatever you need to do. You know, I remember one time my brother had opened up his barbershop and just cut hair all day, the homeless. Cut hair.
Yes.
And that's what we do here in Atlanta, Georgia, man. You know, so, man, I stand with you, support you. I wasn't here when you first started, but, man, I'm glad that I'm on here right now, you know, listening to what you're doing and saying to the people of God that are on here. Look, if you're on here, you want to get with this, with the Now Network, man, look here, partner with us. Partner with us. I guarantee you, your life will change. I guarantee
your life will change.
You know, as my New Orleans people say, I guarantee. Your life will change.
What you say, girl? They say, guarantee you. I guarantee you.
Guarantee you. You know.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm thankful, man. And y'all got to understand something. Me and Pastor E have never met face to face. We've only met through the airwaves. And from day one, it was on and popping between me and him. From day one.
It wouldn't be a surprise when we pop up on each other. It's going to be like, what's up? Oh, bro, what up? And it's going to be good.
Bro,
and this is what Faith in Action and Boys to Men is about, is that we connect everywhere. We're not just trying to stay isolated here. I have friends all over the country. This broadcast is heard in over 30 states. From our statistics, no matter if it's 1 or 100, but we have connections all over the place, and I preached in most of them places that we need to continue to now grow those bonds. We've isolated ourselves. We said, I'm dealing only with my church, only with my city. That was the wrong move. We need to continue to support each other nationally. Now, my brother, who is on the road at all the time, is traveling over the land of America. And knowing there are a lot of discrepancies out there for men. You can't just go in any bar. You can't just go in any club. You can't just go in any restaurant. You can't go in any growing together and breaking the bondages of, I could say so many things, of racism, of religion, and understand that we're all children of God. Our church been on a series for 2023, and the whole series is, I am a child of God. And we're learning so many things about the word that it all reverts back to your humility and willing to be as a child. That's what us brothers need more of. Somebody else out there might got something to say. You just got on the broadcast. You seen something that sparked you up. Dial one. Trying to bring in Minister Michael, but every time I hit his mic, he's on mute. Man of God, come on in. That's when you leave that one alone, too. Somebody else out there, dial one. Prophet, now I'm going to acknowledge this. Come on, give us the commercial tomorrow night. It's the closet.
My man, tomorrow night is going
to be on. Can I get a prelim about tomorrow night?
Man, tomorrow night is going to be look. We're going to talk about tomorrow, man. We're going to come from the book of Romans, and we're going to talk about why does the spirit that we have inside of us, why do we allow it to do what it does? And we're going to talk about, in the book of Romans, the law of the Spirit of God. We're going to talk about this, man, because what makes you do what you do? Mm. Oh my goodness, man! This is
you got me ready already. I'm about to close everybody else down. Let's go now. Let's have proper conversation. Oh, I'm excited! I am excited.
You know, Pastor, because it's a spirit, man, that we have pushed under, we have suppressed. And we think just because we say a hallelujah and we speak in tongues that this spirit that is suppressed ain't trying to come out. You know, why do we sometimes find ourselves cussing folk out? Why do we find ourselves giving people the finger? It ain't necessarily
not me. No,
you.
He talks too much, bro. Pastors and prophets want to cuss somebody out. Every day I want to cuss somebody out, but I don't.
Amen. Praise him.
Because even though I got that thorn of cussing in my side, I don't do what I like to do. I do what God says do. Y'all need to get on board tonight. 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 5 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Central, and 7 o'clock Eastern. We had to back it up so the man of God could have some free time. He was doing a 6 o'clock that was at 10 o'clock, and it's so much better. And for those out there that are looking for a place to reside, the Now Network has some open spots where you can get in and share the word that God has given you and let us help you grow. Tomorrow night, the Prophet's Closet.
The Prophet's Closet.
With the Prophet.
You know, it's amazing to me. You can bring everything in your closet, but when it's time to take it out, man, if we find it hard to take it out the closet, man, but it's time to take all this stuff out the closet.
It's time. It's hard to keep it out the closet.
Man,
I clean my closet. And if I clean my closet, and if I don't put it out of my sight, I'll be to put something back in. I'm gonna leave it there. I'm throwing people under the bus. So Pastor Terry is the next bus driver. Come on in, Pastor Terry. Yes. This is Man, Women, Speak Up.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm just all smiles. I'm just smiling. I'm listening to you, Pastor E, Prophet Woods, and Minister Mr. Rashad. I'm listening to you guys, and I'm just over here commending you guys for wanting to serve and to be on board. And Pastor E, this event for Faith from Boys to Men, I'm just excited because, you know, I'm saying God knows you're taking back order. It's God, man, women, and children. And I heard Mr. Rashad say women are doing things because we have to. But we still want to stay in order. We want to stay under God, men and women. So I'm saying glory to God. I'm just excited, you know, to be here to support you guys. Because I love what you guys doing, and I love that you guys are manning up, you know, just doing what God has called you all to do.
Keep doing the push-ups.
Amen.
That
little vine getting it in?
With the school.
Praise God.
Mr. Calisthenics.
Yes. Amen. Okay, get it in.
Yes, amen.
He said we're coming out of the book of Romans, Prophet Woods. He said that.
Pastor Terry, I already flipped the Romans. Mm-hmm. I ain't even went. He didn't give a scripture. He said the book of Romans. I'm finna read
book
the whole
Romans
tonight, so I'm ready for tomorrow.
Yes, he said that.
Amen.
Love you all too. God bless.
Area code 562-7584. You are live on Man Up the Movement. Yeah, we're talking about Faith in Action, Boys to Men. What you got to say?
Hey, this is Minister Michael. Yeah, I just getting in, man. Well, I was going through a whole bunch of traffic today. Man, yeah, I tried to tell him. Yeah, man. Well, I'm at home now. About to head upstairs. Yeah, but I did catch a little bit of what y'all were talking about, and I heard Prophet Wood saying he's going to read out of Romans tomorrow.
We talking about,
yeah,
we talking
I know,
about
I am.
Faith in action, boys to men. Tell them what you're going to do.
Okay.
Come on. I need you to tell the audience what they going to bring, what you going to bring to the table. You got entertainment management. You got entertainment production. You have wisdom. You have knowledge. What you going to bring to the table, Faith in Action, boys to men?
I'm going to bring tomorrow, or well, bring on Faith in Action on Friday is entertainment. My skills, my resources, reference to veterans, also giving enlightenment and some insight to youngsters that's coming, give them resources to different jobs and also being an insight for the youngsters.
Yes, sir. You're gonna even be an inspiration for me.
Look, Ryan, well, we got to be inspiration for each other there anyway.
Man,
that's how we do. That's
me,
how
bro.
We get
push
everything
me.
Going.
All right. Cool. See, there's another.
Yeah.
Anybody else out there want to dial in with us? We have about 13 minutes left before this broadcast is going to end, and we want to see you Friday. It's free.
Yeah.
Go to Eventbrite right now. Go Faith in Action, Boys to Men. You'll see the creator is Pastor E. And sign up today. I know we're over capacity, but still sign up. We want you there. We're going to put every speaker out that you could have room in there. We don't have keynotes.
Yeah.
But there are about 20 of us that's been coming monthly. We're going to all leave so y'all can get in. Be there tomorrow. There is no limit in anything. We want to see you tomorrow, and we want to fellowship with you tomorrow. And I want to see. I was trying to get Wake Up in there. Hey, Minister Mike, I was trying to get Wake Up because tomorrow is Wake Up. Friday is the conference.
Right,
June 16th.
Yes.
Volunteers of America at 600 East Elm Street. Compton, California, 90221. You want to be there. The flyer is all over the place. And we want to fellowship with you. It's going to be a great time. So for everyone out there, you might think you got it all together. And that's good. But I bet you also think you're better than somebody else. Send them. Do it anonymous. I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus, but you might be out there saying, I'm all fixed, I'm all good, I'm all well. And you have a situation with people in your life that you be like, they ain't there. Send them to the conference. Don't bring them, send them. It's free. Drop them off, but send them. And for those that are out there that may have it all together, that are willing to submit and share freely, when you get to the door, say, Pastor, you invited me. I'm going to give you my chair. I hope it's about 20 of y'all, but I know you're going to put in what I'm willing to put in. Come on out. If you are willing to do what I do, I got a PPP seat for you because you're going to pay for that one. We love you all. We want you to be a part of it. Ladies that are our supporters, we pray for you tonight. And we thank God for you, Heavenly Father God, for the support, for the service, for the no invoice. We thank you that God you provide. And it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by own agenda, it's by your will that we continue to show our servanthood and our willingness to give in Jesus' name. My brother, you out there, you saying, I want to do something. No, we don't need you to do nothing. We need you to be there. We need you to sit down. No, we don't need no help with tables. We don't need no help with anything. We need you to sit down and talk, listen, and be willing to go forward to the next level of awareness that we leave this place different than we came. We decree and declare we change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our minds, and we are going to continue this journey together. Now, I'm down. If anything you hear from me on this broadcast or in a conference, I'm here to mentor and walk with you and help you. And mentoring is not always a charge on it. If I probably got five texts from the team saying, stop. But there's not a charge on anything I do. Nothing. We are receiving donations for anything, but there is not a charge on what I do. You need my help, call me. And be at Faith in Action, Boys Demand, June 16th. Registration 12 to 1, conference from 1 to 5, free. Come hungry because you're going to eat good. Come willing because you receive good. Come accepting, you will, oh my God, be overwhelmed with the glory of God on what he's going to do. Thank God for each and every one of you tonight. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing you better know before you leave here tonight, you are God's greatest miracle. Might be the only problem is you're looking in the mirror and not seeing it. Shift the way you see yourself. And know that you can do all things through Jesus Christ. Pastor Terry, tell him what? Who strengthens me. Oh, I'm excited. Friday cannot get here quick enough. And when it comes, we are going to know that we can do all things.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things. I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things.
I understand.
I know baby there will always be in it.
Yeah.
So it's good to know I'll never let you down. Talking about all things, all the big and the small things.
I'm so sure. Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things.
Woo!
All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you. Blessings coming, but you had to get you ready for it. Yes, sir. What are we talking about?
God can do all things.
Hey, Sharaba. Hey. Woo. He's a good God. He's a good God. Come on. He's a good God.